Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is
felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They
told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life and prosperity.
I
even spoke health. He favored me.
They
whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me.
My character.
My faith in God. He favored me.
It will not fall.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
In question,
but he favored
me.
I
promised him
that
I wouldn't compromise.
Although
I was going through,
and
I spoke life,
and
I spoke prosperity,
and
I spoke health.
See,
yeah.
Yeah.
Say yeah.
God
favored
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Hallelujah. God favored me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight for his favor. We thank God, hallelujah, for his presence. I want to welcome everybody and thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody on the phone lines on tonight. This is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, and we thank God for everybody that is called in, everybody that is tuned in. Before we go any further, we go into the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit move tonight in a mighty way, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say and do. Lord, we just want to magnify you right now. We want to praise you right now. We just want to love on you, Lord, right now, because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be lifted up. Why? Because you are God all by yourself. There's no God beside you. There's no God like you. There is none above you and never will be. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for you being God all by yourself. We just ask that you manifest on tonight. Our hearts are open. Our ears are receptive. We are ready to receive your word on tonight. And we thank you, hallelujah, Lord, for everything you're about to say. We praise you for everything you're about to do. We praise you, Lord, for loving on us. We praise you, Lord, for looking out for us. We thank you, Lord, for provision. We thank you, Lord, for your favor. We thank you, Lord, that you favored us, that you smiled down on us. Hallelujah, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it on tonight. And, Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God, and amen. Thank the Lord on tonight. We praise God for everybody that's called in, everybody that is tuned in. If you're just not tuning in, this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. And you know, First Lady ain't too far from me. Glory to God. And it is Wednesday night, which means we are featuring the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. For praise God, hallelujah, which means my brother in Christ will be coming forth in just a few minutes to bring forth a word from the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And we are about to, amen, get started. And of course, we get started, first of all, hallelujah, with our opening scripture. And tonight we're going to come from an oldie but a goodie. One scripture. Glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to John 3 and 16. Glory to God. John 3 and 16. And it reads, praise God, hallelujah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, these are his words. Hallelujah. I know that because it's in red. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If anybody knows anything about the red letter Bible, you're supposed to trust and have faith and believe that the words in red are the words of Jesus, the words of Yahshua, hallelujah, the words of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, the words, hallelujah, of the Son of God. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And he is saying in his own words that God so loved the world that he gave, first of all, hallelujah, he gave something of himself to us. Praise God, hallelujah. What did he give? His only begotten Son. The only son to be birthed, hallelujah, of a woman. The only son, praise God, hallelujah, amen, to come from his loins. The only son, amen, that he had, praise God, begotten, hallelujah, amen. He has sacrificed. He has given, hallelujah. Why, praise God, hallelujah, amen, so that whosoever believeth in him, believeth with an ETA. See, you can't believe today and not believe tomorrow. Praise God, hallelujah. You can't believe, hallelujah, on Sunday morning and not believe Sunday afternoon. Praise God, hallelujah. When you, this ain't a job you can crack out or go on break. Praise God, hallelujah. This is a lifestyle. Praise God, hallelujah. This is something you got to do 24/7, 7 days a week. You got to continuously believe. Well, what do you mean? I believe that he is Jesus, but when you believe, hallelujah, amen, and you love him like you say you do, the word of God said in his own words again, if you love me, you would keep my commandments, glory to God. See, if you believe it on him like you say you do, and you love him like you say you do, hallelujah, he would do the simple things that he asked you to do, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's an ETA because he wants this to be continuous, because sometimes we treat God like we treat some of our relationships. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You remember how you loved that dude in high school? You was in love with him. Remember how you loved that girl? You don't love him no more. Glory to God. You loved them then. Hallelujah. But now you don't love them no more. God say, sometimes you love me, sometimes you don't. Glory to God. Sometimes you act like you believe, and sometimes you act like you don't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is to be a continuous, nonstop, hallelujah, thing. People ought to know from just by hanging around you. Hallelujah. It's something different. Hallelujah. Praise God about you. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And yes, he said, Lord, that he should not perish. That means go to hell. Yeah. He did this so you won't go to hell. He gave him your son, his son, hallelujah, for you. He did it for me. That's why we got to take it personally. Hallelujah. Praise God. When he did this, he was thinking about me. He was thinking about my soul. He loved me so much that he want me to spend eternity with him. Oh, glory. And so I got to sacrifice my son. I got to give you my son, hallelujah, so I can have all of y'all. Glory to God, hallelujah. And have everlasting life. Everlasting life in heaven up there with him. Ain't you glad today, glory to God, that God loved us so much, the world, because we was in there. Hallelujah. I ain't of the world. You was in the world. Glory to God. You was out there doing what the world was doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he called you out. And the Bible says, my sheep know my voice. I gave my life so you can come out of what you was in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you won't perish and go to hell. Hallelujah. But you will have everlasting life with me. Glory to God. Ain't you glad that God wants you with him? Praise God. Hallelujah. He loves you that much that he wants you to spend the rest of your eternity with him. He loves you so much. He cares about you so much that he don't want you to perish and be in torment for the rest of eternity. That's how much God loves you. Hallelujah, amen. And if he loves you that much, since he gave, amen, his life for you, hallelujah, why don't you give your life to him? Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. It's never too late to give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's never, hallelujah, too early. Praise God, to give your life to Christ. Praise God. Matter of fact, if you ain't gave your life to Christ and you hear the sound of my voice right now, now is the time for you to give your life over to God, for you to get it right. Hallelujah. Right here, right now, tonight. You ain't got to wait to go to no church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to wait. Amen. To somebody lay hands on you. You ain't got to get to no altar. You can fall on your knees right now and say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I give my life to you. Hallelujah. Take me, wash me, and make me whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you do that and believe what you say and have the heart to change tonight, God will do it for you. Glory to God. Watch this. I'm going to move on right after I say this. Don't try to get right to come to God. Come to God so you can get right. I'm going to say it one more time, and I'm going to move on. Don't try to get right to come to God. Come to God, hallelujah, so you can get right. Glory to God. He'll clean you up. He'll wash you. He'll make you whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you desire for him to do so. Glory to God, and he'll do what you desire for him to do, hallelujah, in his will in your life. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight that God gave his life for us. If you just not tuning in, hallelujah, if you just now hit the channel, if you just now called in, this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Amen. And you know tonight is Wednesday night, and we are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God. If you're out there online, and be a part of the service on tonight, let me give you the number. The number is 516-666-9967. That is our direct line right into Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. You can dial that number, get right into the program, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. And getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God on tonight, hallelujah, is my brother in Christ, hallelujah, amen, all the way from the West Coast. See, I'm down south here in Texas. He over there in California on the West Coast. Los Angeles is most definitely in the house on tonight. I'm talking about the leader, the pastor, hallelujah, of, hallelujah, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. None other, hallelujah, than our very own, the Holy Apostle, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way. Praise God on tonight.
Amen. Come on and put those hands together, beloved, and give God praise. Amen. Everywhere, amen, that you are, come on, lift your voice and give your God the praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. How many of you will agree with me tonight that your God is worthy of all praise? Come on and bless him.
He is worthy.
David said, his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Hallelujah. So every time you open your mouth, some praise should come out of it. Come on here, somebody. Every time we open our mouth, hallelujah, his name, his praise should be ringing out of our mouth. Come on and let your mouth give God some praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, let your mouth give him the glory on tonight. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Anybody agree with me tonight, come on and magnify him tonight. Come on and glorify him tonight. Hey, the Bible said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. Come on and be glad tonight. Hallelujah. The name of my God is good all the time. Come on here, somebody. Bless his name. Bless his name on tonight. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory
to
God.
The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Come on here, somebody. There is freedom in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, my God ain't dead. He's alive, neighbor. That's why I can't stop talking about him. Yeah, that's why I can't stop magnifying. That's why I can't stop praying his name. He's alive. So cold. How many know he's alive tonight? He's alive tonight. He's alive tonight. Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Come on, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory
he's
to God.
Alive.
Hallelujah. Hey, God. Some of you have been waiting all night to get your praise on, so don't just shy now, glory to God. You've been waiting all day long, glory to God. Amen. Just get your praise on and tell the Lord how much you love him. And tell the Lord how much he means to you. And tell the Lord, hallelujah, that there ain't nobody like him. Hallelujah. You've been waiting all day long, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so don't wait to get to the dance and don't dance. I mean, if you had to dance, you might well let your hair down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to his name on tonight. We be magnified. The name of our God. We do lift you up, Lord. You said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you, Lord. So we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. That there is a praise in our spirit. Haven't you got a praise in your spirit on tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, glory to God. You're excited about God and you're excited about what the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God on tonight and the reverence of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of God that rests on my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Give God praise on tonight. Amen. Giving honor and reverence to the dear man of God, to my dear brother. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Elder Andre Prevost.
Bless you, bless you.
The Prince, hallelujah, of preachers, hallelujah. To his First Lady, amen. I give honor and respect to her too as well on tonight. Amen. To the both of you on tonight. Amen. I give honor and praise to my fellowship, to the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. That's online tonight. Amen. Praise and reverence for you on tonight. I shout you out on tonight. Amen. Thanking God. Amen. And yes, amen. To my queen. Sorry, baby. Amen. To my queen and first lady. Amen. Whom I love and adore. Amen. On tonight. And to my children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God and give reverence for them on tonight. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Somebody give God another shout of praise on tonight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Tonight is a special night tonight, y'all. Amen. I want to talk about something that the Holy Spirit of God put on my heart on tonight. I want you to listen real carefully on tonight. I want to talk about exposing familiar spirits. Exposing familiar spirits. Want you to go with me to Leviticus. The Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 19. verse 31. Leviticus 19 and 31. When you get there, shout amen.
Amen.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. And so let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Father, I ask you tonight, Lord, to let your anointing, God, have his way tonight. Anointing of the living God, I trust you completely with my mind, body, and soul, and with all of my heart. I thank you that you know all things and nothing is hid from you. Lord, I ask you tonight, God, to reveal to us, God, what we need to see and know. God, we say, Lord, let your Holy Spirit take over tonight. Lord, you're the preacher. You're the teacher. You're the apostle, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm just here as your mouthpiece. Father, I thank you for what you have taught me. I shall now share it with your people, Father, on tonight. We give you the praise and the glory. Lord, I ask you tonight to bind the enemy, rebuke every devil and demon and every unclean spirit and every familiar spirit. I thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. I thank you for your anointing. You said that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So we thank you tonight, Lord, that the yoke is destroyed, Lord, because of your anointing on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that who the Son sets free is free indeed. So I ask you tonight, God, to have your God-like way. And we will give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The Lord. I don't
get it.
19
hallelujah. And 31. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, regard not them that have a familiar spirit, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Lord,
yes, Lord. Thank you, me.
Let me see what the anointing of God said about familiar spirits. You let this soak in and let the Lord bring you great joy on tonight. Amen. A familiar spirit are demons that have been assigned by the devil to the weaknesses of our flesh.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Familiar spirits are demons that have been assigned by the devil to the weaknesses of our flesh. So the demon that the enemy assigned to us is familiar with our flesh, the weaknesses of our flesh. So that's why we find ourselves keep going back to the same places, back to the same things, back to the same people. Why? Because it's the familiar spirit that is drawing us there. Somebody, wow. And not only are familiar spirits assigned to the weaknesses in our flesh, but they are also assigned to our family. Come on here, somebody. There have been demons that have been assigned to our families. Come on here, somebody. And so the demon has been assigned to destroy the family. through the weaknesses of the flesh. So when we don't get delivered, that demon is already ready for our children. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because we didn't get delivered. And so now the familiar spirit is saying, I'm familiar with you, and I'm going to be familiar with your children because you didn't get free of me when you had the, oh, God, help me tonight, Holy Ghost, when you had the chance to. Somebody need to give God a praise right in there. Glory to God.
Amen.
And so we got to watch out for these demons, y'all. Amen. Is that why Paul said over in Romans chapter 7? Matter of fact, amen, it's been in my head because we're going to go a couple of places tonight, y'all, because we got to deal with this spirit. Amen. We're going to get free tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get free tonight. Glory to God. And the enemy is nervous like pervis. Come on here, somebody, because he knows that the power of God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, is getting ready to saturate us tonight, amen, hallelujah, because God is getting ready to deliver tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Let's go to Romans chapter 7. At verse 14, I think that's a good verse to start. It's where the Holy Spirit is taking me tonight. He's going to take us in some places tonight, y'all, so get ready. Glory, that I'm kidding, get ready. Amen. Romans 7, verse 14. Is everybody there? Is everybody in Romans 7, verse 14? And the word of the Lord reads, this is Paul, Romans 7 and verse 14. He says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. So he says, now the law is spiritual. It's not the law. But it's me because I'm carnal because I am in sin, huh? Thank you, Lord. And so the problem is that this here has a hold on me. Come on, here. I've been sold through disobedience. I've been sold through somebody else's act of disobedience. It caused me now to become disobedient. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
My God.
So it ain't the fact that I don't want to do right. It's the fact that I can't do right because I'm influenced by a spirit that don't want me to do right because I'm carnal and the spirit has control of my carnality. Oh, I wish somebody would talk back to me tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 15, it says, for that which I do, I allow not. He said, what I'm doing, I'm not allowing this to happen. This is doing something without my permission. I'm not trying to do the sin, but the spirit that has control of my flesh is making me do it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For that which I do, I allow not. In other words, it's happening without my permission. The spirit, the demon of this familiar spirit is making me do what I don't want to do. Come on here, somebody. For what I would, that I do not. In other words, what I want to do, I ain't doing that. Because I'm being influenced by a familiar spirit that is familiar with the weakness of my flesh. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. Somebody going to get free tonight. See, it's not that I want to. I need to get delivered from this familiar spirit that is familiar with the desires of my flesh. Somebody give God a praise. Oh, it's you tonight, y'all. So we going to work. God's going to help us out tonight. Amen. God's going to help us. Tell somebody tonight that the Holy Ghost is going to help us tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to get free tonight. Hallelujah. Tell somebody we're going to get free tonight. Come on here, somebody. For that which I would, that do I not. but what I hate, amen, amen, that do I. So, amen, Paul is saying, I hate it, but I can't stop doing what I hate. I hate it, and it's happening without my permission. I'm not allowing it to happen, but this familiar spirit won't leave me alone. Somebody give God a praise tonight for deliverance. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise tonight. Because who the Son sets free, what? It's free indeed. Somebody give him a praise tonight. And then he says, in verse 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Come on here, somebody. So he's acknowledging that the law is good, but he's not good because he's not free from the familiar spirit that is controlling him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 17, he says, now then, it is no more I that do it. Come on here, somebody. He said, it's not me, but it's the spirit, that honorable son, that will not set me free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But sin that dwelleth in me. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, amen. God's going to set us free tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, tonight.
I'm commanding every familiar spirit, everybody that can hear my voice online tonight, I am speaking by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm commanding every familiar spirit that has been assigned to the weakness of our flesh, that has been assigned to our families, hallelujah, to be sent back to the sender, Robo Sando. I send you back to your sender tonight. I break your assignment on the people of God tonight. Amen. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And I command deliverance tonight. Lord, you said in your word that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we call upon
yes,
you tonight,
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you tonight. Sunday. We thank you tonight, God. And we decree deliverance tonight, God. We decree deliverance, hallelujah. We decree deliverance in our heart, Lord. Deliverance in our soul, hallelujah. Deliverance in our flesh on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Deliver, Lord. Deliver, Sunday. Send your spirit of deliverance on tonight, and we will give you the praise, God. Hallelujah. Devil, your assignment has been canceled. We decree and declare tonight the power of the blood of our son, though. We release the blood tonight against every familiar spirit. You are no longer familiar to us. You are unfamiliar. We are new creatures in Christ on tonight. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and we are in the anointing. We are new creatures. We are not familiar to you no more. You no longer have possession of us no more. Go, 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 go. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Somebody give God a praise. We are no more familiar to the devil. Amen. We are unfamiliar to you. Amen. You have no more power over us. Hallelujah. But the Lord has all power over us. Somebody give God a shout of victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, no more witchcraft. No more divination. No more hallelujah. Glory to God. No more burning candles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you praise on tonight. That spirit of Santa Maria. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you praise. No more divination. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. No more psychics. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All these things we lose
familiar spirit, glory to God. Thanking have familiar spirit. Do not mess with them, glory to God. It is an abomination to God. Somebody give him a praise, Honorable Sunday.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
The blood.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who feels the power of God tonight? I feel deliverance online tonight, glory to God. Lift your hands and get your deliverance, hallelujah, from every familiar spirit to go back to your family, amen, to go back to your mother, to go back to your father, to go back to your grandmother, to go back to your grandfather, to go back to your great-great-grandfather, your great-great-grandmother, hallelujah,
yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. Hey,
yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hey, I break all generational curses. Every generational spirit that has been sent against you, I break the power of it. I destroy the power of it through the anointing, hallelujah, of God on tonight, that generational spirit will no longer be able to be a part of your life. Glory to God. Shout for joy if you receive that word on Honorable Sunday.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We send all those spirits back to the sender. Devil, we send those spirits back to you. They belong to you. They don't belong to us. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Amen. The blood of Yahshua is against you. The blood of Yahshua is against every familiar spirit and against every generational cursed demon that has came to try to put us back in bondage. It will not happen. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah,
yes,
glory, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
glory, hallelujah,
glory, yes, Lord, hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Somebody give God a praise on tonight, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, glory.
Yes,
glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory,
hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Look at what else Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 21. He said, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present within me. Come on here, somebody. We getting free from that familiar demon, and then we no longer have power over our flesh to influence us. Amen. So you won't be going back to familiar places. Say, God, I don't want to go back to familiar places. I don't want to go back to familiar people. I don't want to go back to familiar things. God, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver. Deliver me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he says in verse 22, for I delight in the law of God, that after this inward man, come on here, somebody, it's time for your spirit to rejoice. It's time for your spirit
Amen.
To have joy. Your spirit ain't been,
yes.
been able to have no
Amen.
Joy because it's been tied down by a familiar spirit. Come on here, somebody. But now that the familiar spirit, amen, is gone, amen, now that you have officially rejected, hallelujah, that familiar spirit, now your spirit, man, can rejoice. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Somebody
amen.
Let your spirit, man, rejoice on tonight. Hallelujah. Let
hallelujah.
Your spirit, man, rejoice the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost of God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you.
Every demon that has been attached, amen, to the weakness of your flesh, amen, is leaving you right now. Amen. Every demon that has been assigned to your family, glory to God, hallelujah, is leaving you right now. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. It can't stay because of the blood. It can't stay because you are a new creature. Amen. If any man be in Christ,
Amen. He is a new creature. You are new. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to thank God, amen, for making you a new creature, for making you a new creation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise on tonight. If you're a new creature, amen, you know that the Lord has made you new, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I say, if you know that the Lord has made you a new creature on tonight, come on and give God the praise, amen, for making you a new creation. Hallelujah. Amen. All things are passed away. All things are no more. Behold, all things have become what? New. Glory to God. New. Amen. That's why God said new. To get you out of the familiar, to get you out of the old.
Yes.
Come on, hit somebody. He has delivered you. No, Sunday. Give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
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 God go deliver somebody tonight from drinking. God go deliver somebody tonight from smoking. God go deliver somebody tonight from cursing. God go deliver He go deliver somebody tonight from sexual sins. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because those are familiar spirits.
Hallelujah.
And God gonna take that desire away. And God gonna take that willingness away to want to go back. God said, amen, after the night, you ain't gonna want to go back because that's gonna be unfamiliar to you. Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God a glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you,
God. Yes, Lord. Thank Hallelujah. You. Come on and give God the praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. And listen. Let's go and do the Romans 18. Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 and 11.
Okay.
You say Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy, yeah. Chapter 18, verses 10 through 11. Oh, I feel the anointing of God tonight. I feel somebody breaking free of familiar spirits. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Tyler. Everybody that received this word, I see God doing, you're going to look different and feel different. Hallelujah. And you're going to recognize the difference when that familiar spirit leaves. Come on, Babu, Cole, Let me tell you why, because the blood of Yahshua is at work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord in Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 11. And the word of the Lord says, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire.
Mm-hmm.
They was offering their children up to Molech. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And see, this is a sign of satanic worship.
Yes, it is.
And that's why they don't want abortion to end. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Or that he uses divination.
Mm.
Or an observer of times. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Or an enchanter. An enchanter is somebody
that don't speak in tongues, but they da 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 da, and they go around chanting. They don't have no tongue. Because the tongues of the Holy Ghost is a language. Thank you, Lord. God, give us a language of heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And those tongues are tongues of fire. So this is talking about an enchanter or a witch or a charmer or a counselor with familiar spirits, a consulter with familiar spirits. This is talking about a psychic.
Yep.
Or a wizard. Glory to God. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
That's why the Lord tell us don't go to no psychic. That's why the Lord tell us don't deal with these people, because they deal with familiar spirits, spirits that are in control, that they are controlling to tell you things from the kingdom of darkness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. These demons know your family. Amen. These demons know the weakness of your flesh. Come on here, somebody.
Mom.
Anybody that is not moving by the power of the Holy Ghost, you need to stay away from them. Are you hearing me on tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Familiar spirits come when you don't have a prayer life. Familiar spirits come when you're not talking to God in prayer. Come on here, somebody. And these are demons that are waiting to beguile you. Come on here, somebody. These are demons that are waiting, glory to God, to deceive you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
That's why I want to encourage you to listen to the Holy Ghost that's inside of you, because so many people are listening to familiar spirits and they're calling it God. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Even in the church, hallelujah, there's a lot of people, amen, that's moving, but it's not by the Spirit of God. Come on here, somebody, amen. That's why the people... It's now moving, that's hearing the word, because the Bible says, my sheep what? Know my voice. Come on here, somebody. Amen. They think they're tricking folks, but they ain't tricking nobody. Glory to God. Because if you have the Holy Ghost is letting you know what is of him and what is not of him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. And God don't get these vessels that are moving by the spirit of divination, and that's moving by familiar spirits. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why you think? Let's go to 1 Samuel, chapter 28. First Samuel, chapter 28. Amen. We're going to see what First Samuel has to say to us tonight. And this time I went Saul, went after the witch of Endora because he didn't have a relationship with God. How many know? That when we stop having a relationship with God and God stops talking to us, we open the door for what? Familiar spirits. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I want to tell anybody tonight, and I want you to take this from the Lord tonight, do not celebrate Halloween.
Amen.
Can everybody hear me on tonight?
Amen. Amen. Celebrating Halloween.
Mm-hmm. If you celebrate Halloween, you're opening the door for a familiar spirit to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And once that familiar spirit come in, he not gonna leave. Because you have opened the door to him to come in through the celebration of the devil through Halloween. Come on here, somebody. And I'm going to tell you something else, child of God. When your child put on them different costumes and them masks, spirits are being transferred to your child. Hear me tonight in the Holy Ghost. God is saying, yes, when they put on their costume and they put on Jason and they put on Michael Myers, amen, those are murdering demons. Amen. You wonder why, amen, he around there acting all crazy. Why? Because you done allowed him to do so through him putting on the costume that transferred the spirit to him. Come on here, somebody.
My God.
That's why we got to be aware of what is going on with our children.
Amen.
You let her put, you let your little girl put on something fast for Halloween, and you wonder why now she's around there twerking. Amen. You, oh, she wasn't doing that before. No, but you got to reflect back on what you allow her to be on Halloween. But you thought that was cute. God said, no. Amen. Do not celebrate Halloween. We are children of the Most High. Our children are signs and wonders for God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, come.
Glory.
So come on
glory.
With me.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First Samuel, chapter 28, verse number 3. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And what does the Lord read? And it says, and now Samuel was dead. Because remember, when Saul wanted to hear from God, he went to Samuel for everything. He didn't have a relationship with God. He had a relationship with Samuel. Come on. Catch what the Holy Ghost is saying tonight. The reason why he wasn't able to contact God is because he didn't have a prayer life. He only had Samuel. Come on here, somebody. It says that now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him. That word lamented means that they were mourning for him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away choice. And Saul had put away choice. That had familiar spirits and the wizard of the land. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he didn't trust them familiar spirits. Because he had Samuel. Come on here, somebody. But Samuel is dead. So now he done put all of familiar spirits that he don't trust out and the wizard. That he don't trust out. But he had one that he did trust that was familiar to him. Before the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunan. And Saul gathered all Israel together and they pitched in Gelabah. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid. Come on here, somebody. He was fearful. And his heart greatly troubled. Come on here, somebody. Verse 6. See, when you got fear, see, fear only comes when you don't know who God is. Come on here, somebody. All stay with me tonight in the Holy Ghost. Fear only grips you when you don't know who God is. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Lord says, fear not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why?
Yeah.
Because you can't fear when you know who God is. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. hallelujah.
He feared because he had no relationship with God. And he knew that the one person that he could go to was dead. Come on, here, somebody.
Yeah.
And then verse 5, it says, and when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly troubled. In verse 6, and when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not. Come on, here, somebody. And when Saul inquired of the Lord, when he did try to pray, he didn't have no answer. Come on, here, somebody.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. While he may be found. He tried to come to God when he wanted to, instead of coming to God in the beginning. Come on, we got to make sure, beloved, that we stay in prayer. Come on here, somebody. And we stay in obedience to God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because if you don't stay in prayer, let me tell you what's going to happen. Hear the apostle of God tonight. If you don't stay in prayer and if you don't stay in obedience, that same familiar spirit that has left you will come back to you if you do not stay in prayer and obedience. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Come on here, somebody. I mean, that's bad. God ain't speaking to you no kind of way. God is giving you the silent treatment. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because you gave him the silent treatment. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, that God was speaking to Saul no kind of way. He was trying everything, but God said, I ain't saying nothing to you. Because you don't obey me. Amen. You ain't been trying to have a relationship with me. Amen. And the only reason why you want a relationship with me is because I removed my prophet out of your life. Y'all better hear. God was saying in his spirit, the only reason why you want me right now is because you can't get a hold of Samuel. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, you should have been seeking me in prayer all the time. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then verse 7 says, and then said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit. Chase after me a woman that has a familiar spirit. Now right there, circle word familiar spirit. He's talking about a witch that has a pull in the spirit realm, that has control over a demon that has pull in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. That I may go to her and inquire of her, ask of her. Hallelujah. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit at Endora. So Endora was a place that was full of familiar spirits. Come on here, somebody. So he went back to what he was used to. Come on here, somebody. He said, well, I tried his praying thing, God didn't answer. So I'm going back to what I'm familiar with. I'm going back to talking to familiar spirits. Come on here, somebody. Because remember, he had thrown all his familiar spirits out and all the wizards out. Come on here, somebody. I told him to get out the land. Come on, he had exiled them out the land. So he said, now I got to go back to what I'm familiar with. It's funny, beloved, how when God don't speak to us, amen, we start trying to go to familiar spirits. We start trying to go to psychics and wizards and palm readers and anybody that can give me, amen, some information to the spirit realm. But how many of you know that if it ain't coming from God, you shouldn't mess with it? Come on here, somebody.
Man.
You're not going to get no good news if it ain't coming from God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Now look at Saul in verse 8. Look at Saul in verse 8. And Saul disguised himself. In other words, he dressed up like Halloween. He disguised himself. He put on a costume because he didn't want nobody to know it was him going to the witch of Endura. So he disguised himself and put on other raiment. Come on here, somebody. Other raiment. Come on here. So he was clothed. He didn't have his kingship clothes on. He had on other clothing. Come on here, somebody. And he went and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night. Come on here, somebody. Don't they remind you of something? How did Nicodemus come to the Lord? He came to him by what? By night. Come on here, somebody. Because he didn't want his identity to be found out. So he waited till nighttime. But how many know that what we do in the night will be exposed in the day? Come on, Bobo. Oh, God, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God, that what we do in the night will be exposed in the day. Glory to God. So we better make sure that we living for him in the night and in the day. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And so he came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, give me divine revelation by the demonic spirit that you have control of in the spirit realm. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And bring me him up. Come on here, somebody. But see, the problem with that was that she had to go beyond the demonic realm into the heavenly realm, which was a place she was not allowed to go, but Saul tricked her into going there. Come on here, somebody. And bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. Come on here, somebody. Look how demonic Saul was. He tricked the witch. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
That's why we got to be careful, beloved, who we get counsel from. Come on here, somebody. Verse 9, and the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul has done, how he has cut off those that have familiar spirits and the witches out of the land. Therefore, then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die. She didn't know she was talking to Saul. She was telling Saul, the man that was disguised, that he is Saul. She said, don't you know what Saul is doing? And she didn't know she was talking to Saul, y'all. Check this out. She said, he done exiled all the familiar spirits and the witches out of the land. She said, you put my life at risk.
That's right.
By you asking me to do this. Come on. Wherefore then layest thou a snare, a trap for my life to cause me to die. Come on here, somebody. Verse 10, and Saul swear to her by the Lord. See, now that's what he messed up at right there. Hallelujah. He should have swore. If he don't swear by anything, it should have been by the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Because he's doing evil. Come on here, somebody. He's doing wickedness. And Saul swear to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth. That's why he released death on himself. He says, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Come on here, somebody. Verse 11, he lied to the woman. Look at full of the devil. Amen. He got a familiar spirit in him. That's that familiar spirit talking to the woman. Come on here, somebody. Verse 11, then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. Break the peace of Samuel and bring him up to me. Come on here, somebody. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. because she was in a place, beloved, that she is not allowed to be into.
By his love. Hallelujah.
And by that, God punished her when she came into this place.
Come on now.
And showed her that she had been tricked. And showed her who Saul was. Come on here, somebody. It's probably not good to deal with familiar spirits. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Verse 13 said, and the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw God descending out of the earth. She saw the angels. Come on here, somebody. She saw the angels of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And it made her spirit scream when she saw the angels of the Lord because she had a demon in her. And she was in a place she wasn't supposed to be in. Come on here, somebody. Verse 14. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is crowned with a mantle. Come on here, somebody. He is covered with a mantle. Come on here, somebody. That mantle is the mantle of God. Come on here, somebody. That mantle is the anointing. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me ask you something, beloved. Can you hear me on tonight? Why would you go to somebody that don't know more than you? Come on here, somebody. You got the Holy Ghost, glory to God. The psychic and the palm reader don't have the Holy Ghost. You got the Spirit of God on the inside of you. You got the Word of God. Why would you consult to somebody that is not where you at in the spirit realm? Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
She said, I see an old man with a mantle. Come on here, somebody. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. That word perceived was that he knew it in his spirit. Whatever you see perceived, that means that he knew that thing in his spirit. Like the woman at the well, she said, I perceive that you are a man of God. Glory to God. She knew that in her spirit. Amen. Samuel, know this. Amen. Saul knows in his spirit. He knows Saul. He knows Samuel. Come on, everybody. And he said, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. Hallelujah. So he began to worship when he knew it was Samuel. Come on here, somebody. And verse 15, and Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In other words, why have you disturbed my peace, glory to God? Why have you, amen, broke my shalom, glory to God? Hallelujah. Why have you messed with my peace of mind, with my peace of spirit? Somebody give God a praise. Why have you disturbed me, glory to God? Hallelujah. To bring me up. Come on here, somebody. It's all answered. I am sore distressed. Glory to God. So because you stressed out, you going to disturb my peace? Amen. I'm up here with the Lord, and you have got some of the witch to disturb my peace of mind. The devil is a liar. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because God ain't speaking to you, you going to summon me from my resting place? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's all answered because I'm distressed, and the Philistines make war against me. And God is departed from me. And God is departed from me and answers me no more. Come on here, somebody. That word answer me, continue to answer. God is not answering me no kind of way. I'm trying to find out information, but God won't give me nothing. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say God ain't giving him nothing. Hallelujah.
God ain't giving him
none.
Ain't speaking to him at all.
Hallelujah. He said, God don't speak to me no more. Neither by prophet, neither by dream, Therefore have I called thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will speak to me by the prophet. The prophet has a shut mouth. Amen. My dreams are valid, are void, they're empty. Ain't no God in them. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So I'm calling you because you was the most stable thing I had in my life. So I'm trying to see if you can give me an answer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So I have called you. That thou mightest make known unto me, what shall I do? Listen to what Samuel said in verse 16. He said, then said Samuel, wherefore then do what thou ask me of me? He said, if God ain't talking to you, why are you asking me for counsel? Come on, Israel. Why are you asking me to tell you what God says if God ain't telling you himself? Come on, Babo. Oh, somebody need to give God a praise right there. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
It says it. And then said Samuel, wherefore thou doest ask of me, seeing that God is departed from thee and is become thine enemy. Woo! Y'all didn't catch that.
Okay.
Not only has God stopped talking to Saul, but God has become what? An enemy of Saul. Because God sees that he has wrapped himself back up into what? A familiar spirit. Verse 17. And the Lord has done to him, as he spake by me. For the Lord has ripped the kingdom out of thine hand and has given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Hallelujah. Verse 18. Because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executed his fifth wrath upon the Amalekites, therefore has the Lord done this thing unto thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. And I'm finna close it. Hallelujah. We finna read a little bit more, then we're gonna close it. He says, moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel into the hand of the Philistines. In other words, you finna go into captivity. And tomorrow, listen to what Samuel said. And tomorrow shalt thou and the son be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines.
Wow.
And Saul fell straightway all alone on the earth, and was so afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him. Come on. His spirit left him.
Wow.
When you see that no strength, that means his spirit man left him.
Amen.
And he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. And the woman came unto Saul and saw that he was so trembled and said unto him, behold, thy handmaid has obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in thy hands, and have hearkened unto thy words, which thou spakest unto me. Verse 22, now therefore I pray thee, hearken unto also the voice of thy handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee, and eat, that thou mayest have strength, that thou mayest go on thy way. Verse 23, but he refused and said, I will not eat. But his servants, together with the woman, compelled him, and he hearkened unto their voice. So he arose from the earth and sat upon the bed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why God tells us, do not be deceived by familiar spirits. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give God the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
How many of you feel deliverance from familiar spirits tonight? How many of you feel that the deliverance power of God from familiar spirits tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I release the anointing of God tonight. Hallelujah. That you be free. Hallelujah. That you be free of all familiar spirits. Of all familiar spirits. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And I hear the Lord saying tonight that you need to plant a seed behind this word tonight. You need to sow a seed behind this word tonight. Hey, shut up.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Shababando. There's a reason why God is giving us this word, and it's right around Halloween. Come on here, somebody. Because a lot of people is getting ready to have familiar spirits assigned to them. Matter of fact, they already do. I just hear the Lord saying they already do.
Wow.
That's why they can't stop doing sin. That's why they can't stop sinning. Because their familiar spirit won't allow them to. Their familiar spirit keep dragging them back into places that they already familiar with when they was in the world. Come on, Babu. See, the demons that's in the world study you for when you get saved. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then after you get saved, if you disobey God, they come back. Come on here, somebody. And then they pull you back into the place that God delivered you out of. Come on and give God a praise.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's why you can't keep. That's why you keep going back to the dope spot. That's why you keep going back to the strip club. That's why you keep going back to the bar that you're familiar with. That's why you keep going back to the person that keep dogging you out, because their familiar spirit is pulling you back there. Come on here, somebody.
Lord, hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Thank hallelujah.
You, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want you to give God praise for your deliverance tonight. I want you to give God praise for your deliverance tonight. I want you to give God thanksgiving for the blood tonight. I want you to thank God that you are free, because who the Son set free is free indeed. Somebody give God your praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Tell the enemy tonight before we close up, say, devil.
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 You are unfamiliar to me because I no longer have the spirit of the world in me tonight. Amen. I have the spirit of God in me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I am delivered from every familiar spirit. Every demonic familiar spirit, I am free tonight in the name of the Lord. And I decree and declare my deliverance in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Somebody bless his name right now. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And somebody thank God tonight for his spirit. Say, Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit tonight. Lord, I receive your spirit tonight. Hallelujah. I receive your
spirit tonight.
Thank you,
Lord.
Holy Spirit, I open my heart to you. Holy Spirit, I open my mind to you. I open, hallelujah, amen, my everything to you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Open your heart, your spirit, your mind to him. Open your flesh up to him tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody
hallelujah.
Give God the thanks on tonight.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, God. We give your name the highest praise. We thank you on tonight, God, that we are free because of you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that who the Son set free is free indeed. And we give you all the glory. Hallelujah. All the glory. All the praise. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
If you agree with that prayer, come on and give God a shout of victory on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The victory belongs to you, child of God.
Glory,
glory. We now turn it back into the hands of our dear elder on tonight. Come on in, man of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is moving in a mighty way right now.
Hallelujah.
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 Hey.
Hallelujah. Glorify him some more tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be blessed.
Yes, Lord.
He's worthy to be lifted
yes,
up.
Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. We won't go back. Praise
yes.
God.
Hey.
Let me share this analogy with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This might bless somebody. Hallelujah. When a criminal escapes jail. Hallelujah. You know why the majority of them get caught? Hallelujah. Because they go back home.
Come on, elder.
You didn't catch it. Hallelujah. They get caught because the enemy who they are running from, because put yourself in the mind of the escapee. The enemy is the person that's after you. Glory to God. The enemy is after you. Hallelujah. And the only way they find you is that you go back to a familiar place. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The enemy knows hallelujah. Going to the strip club. The enemy knows he can find you at that bar. The enemy knows he can find you at that church. Oh, Lord, where'd that come from?
Hey.
The enemy knows where to find you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Because he's going to check out
Bra,
the ones, the ones that don't get caught are the ones that don't come home. The ones that don't contact nobody. Yes. People think they dead.
Oh,
Lord. Yes. The enemy stopped looking for them. Hallelujah. Because they ain't had no contact with nothing that's familiar. Glory to God. They ain't wrote a letter. They ain't sent a text. They ain't made a friend request on Facebook. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. From where they came from. Because they know that, hallelujah, that the enemy. See, you got to be smart when you're running from the devil. The Bible says, hallelujah, amen, we need to know the devices of the enemy. And one device is, I'm looking
yes.
for you if you want me to. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes.
I'm looking for you where we used to hang out at. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Mm.
I was there with you. That's how I
wow.
know you like to go there. Praise God. If you decide to backslide, you ain't going nowhere new. Oh, Lord. You going back to the same spot. You going to call the same dope man. Hallelujah. You going to the same club. What you familiar with. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If
yes,
you don't
Lord.
Want that spirit to go back, come back. Don't go back to those places. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember
yes,
what he
Lord.
Told the blind man? Hallelujah, amen. Don't go back. Don't go back. Don't tell nobody. Hallelujah. Go home. Hallelujah. Praise God.
He's the worst
amen.
Of sin. He's the worst of sin. Come up on
the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
don't go back
hallelujah.
To God. I want you out of. Glory to God. We thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
The man of God on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The whole thing, I can't even remember the words. But the whole thing, you could sing a song, and all I can remember was the second line said, "And I won't go back." Yeah, that's all I can remember.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go back. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody out there may, praise God, this message may have been for you tonight. You may have been plagued with spirits in your life, glory to God, and you needed to be delivered.
Oh,
if you claim this work, this is how the word of God works. If you claim it's for you, it's for you. Oh, y'all ain't.
Yes. Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
All you got to do is just
Lord.
Speak the word on tonight, and that word is for you. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word on tonight. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you finish the man of God on tonight. All the virtue that he has poured out to your people, Lord. Continue, Lord, fill him up with knowledge and wisdom, Lord, with revelation knowledge, Lord, that you just give him, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you for everything that he has poured out unto your people. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your chosen vessel on tonight. Hallelujah. Prosper him both mind, body, and soul. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For the generational blessing that you have placed on his life, Lord. Hallelujah. We touch and agree in these things, Lord. You said what we touch and agree on in earth, you will do in heaven. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Somebody give God a break. You ought to thank God for deliverance. I don't care if you was delivered 20 years ago. You ought to thank God today. Hallelujah. You could have been in a cave today. Hallelujah. On your way to hell today. Hallelujah. You know at least if I die today, I'm going to go to glory. Hallelujah. You will.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You wouldn't show when you was in that place. Hallelujah. You wasn't sure when you was on the block, but you know now, hallelujah, amen, that I'm going on to glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Bless God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Yes. Deliverance from those spirits. Glory to God. That's why you got to delete some of them old numbers that's so far.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
when me and my wife first got together over a decade ago, she asked me, "Why you still got all these numbers in your phone?" I said, "I don't know. I just never delete no numbers out my phone." But we need to go through our phone and make some deletions. We need to go through our friends list to make some deletions. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
they're still on the friends list. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Bless the name
hallelujah.
Of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God tonight for the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to make a donation, you know how to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't, amen, the information can be given to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. At the bottom of your screen. If not, praise God, hallelujah. If you want to contact the apostle, amen, praise God, hallelujah, amen. The number is area code 512-542-7794. That's 562-542-7794. 7794. If you want any more information about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God. That's the man you want to hit up if you want to, hallelujah, make a donation. Amen. On that word on tonight, that's the man to call. Amen. Praise God. So hit him up. Hallelujah. Praise God. If God put it on your heart to do so on tonight. And we thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word, praise God, on tonight. Don't forget about Morning Glory. Glory to God, hallelujah. We can commit it to His International Worldwide Fellowship. Hosted, hallelujah, amen, and also provided over, praise God, by none other than our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. That's every morning. Praise God, at 6 a.m. California time, hallelujah, 7 a.m. Midwest time. Praise God, if you're in Central Standard Time, hallelujah, that's at 8 a.m. Praise God, and if you're on the East Coast, that would be at 9 a.m. Bless the name of the Lord. That is Morning Glory, and we will be back here tomorrow night. Praise God, with more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Come get your daily dose of the Word of God. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And you that ate and been snacking all day, glory to God, on some worldly food. Hallelujah, amen. So make sure y'all come and join us every night, amen, and get some spiritual food. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. We thank God on tonight for the word that came forth. We thank God for the man of God. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcement and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. You back, Apostle. Praise God. Did we lose you?
Here. I'm here, man of God. Can you hear me?
Amen, amen. I see we had lost you. I see we got you back. Bless the name of the Lord. I didn't see that. Praise God. But I just turned it back over into your hands for the final final announcements and the benediction on tonight.
Okay, man. God bless you, Elder. Bless you. Amen. I pray that everyone was blessed tonight through the word of God on tonight. Amen. God. That was an awesome word that the Lord sent to us tonight. Amen. I want to encourage you again. Amen. By all means, amen, be obedient to the Holy Ghost. Do whatever God is telling you to do on tonight. But if you hear the word and you plant a seed, that releases the power of that word to operate in your life. And tonight's word will be a good opportunity to plant. Amen. So I want to encourage everyone tonight. Amen. Are there any comments before I close out tonight? If not, amen. I'm going to go ahead and close it on out. Father, we thank you on tonight for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes have seen. Father, we thank you on tonight for deliverance, God. We thank you that we are no longer, amen, controlled or influenced by familiar spirits. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. For your deliverance in our life, Lord. We thank you tonight that we open up our hearts and our minds to you, Holy Spirit, on tonight. We thank you that our flesh is free. We thank you, Lord, that we are free from demons that have been assigned to our families, Lord. We thank you that there will be no more weights on us tonight, God. We give you the praise and the glory, Lord. Bless tonight, Lord. Everyone that receives your word tonight, Lord, let them walk in the fullness of your deliverance. We thank you right now. We give you the praise and the glory. We thank you that there is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on tonight. We glorify your name on tonight. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah. For the things you have in store for us. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we thank you. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory on tonight. Somebody give God the praise on tonight.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your deliverance tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We're
going
to turn it back over to the hands of our dear elder and brother on tonight. Amen. Y'all be blessed in the name of Almighty God. Hello. Amen. Elder is back over to your hands tonight, my brother. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Are you there, Elder?
My bad. Praise God. We truly thank God. Amen. For everybody that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. On tonight, we have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. We thank God for each and every last one of you. We want to remind you we will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. And on behalf of everybody, hallelujah, on the line, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we're going to see y'all tomorrow night on More Than an Hour of Power. Hallelujah. Let's break and retain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every,
break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
We're gonna get the church crunk on this one. They're gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah, yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off this one. Anointed truth. Let's go. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head, better bob your head. Spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet, better move your feet. Spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it. I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head, better bob your head. Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet, better move your feet. Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it. Why? I'm like David about to dance on my clothes. Why? Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning, he prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live, and the only thing we giving is deliverance and healing. I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man, your spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
you better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
Your
spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes. Why? Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel it. My ghostwriter's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say rapping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.